Darren Erstad played 14 years with the Angels, Astros, and White Sox. He hit .282 over the course of his career and made two All-Star teams. Only a game first met him in 1993, 3 years before he made the bigs, when Erstad was a member of the Cape Cod League's Falmouth Commodores. The future All-Star was looking forward to hitting against the New England Gray Sox, led by retired Red Sox left-hander Bill Lee.
If he leaves it up, I'm going to hit it. I love the high pitch, and I'm going to swing at it if he leaves it up there.
For the record, though Lee was the winning pitcher, he left one up to Darren Erstad, who hit it out of the park. The story about the game between the Commodores and Lee's traveling Gray Sox was the first field piece ever to run on only a game. That story included Lee's advice to potential ballplayers even younger than Darren Erstad.
When you're finished with this game, I want you all to run back to your houses. And on the way, find 2 5-pound rocks. Because when I come up in the morning, after I stretch, I grab rocks. And I go down and get the mail, and I go like this. What does that do? It builds my upper body.
We haven't been able to determine whether anybody present on that evening made the majors by carrying rocks. That first program also featured a rookie radio host's attempt to say something significant about this time of year, when so many sports are competing for our attention. Then, as now, NFL camps had just opened, and in those camps, the players had begun to sustain injuries, and there were decisions to be made.
Which tight end do we keep? Well, let's keep the one with both legs. Who's going to tell the guy who suffered 8 concussions that he's been cut? It doesn't matter. He won't remember who it was.
I wonder why I was talking so fast. I guess I thought that's what NFL coaches sounded like. Anyway, only 2 decades after only a game made that point, the NFL has acknowledged that suffering multiple concussions shouldn't be part of business as usual in their workplace. No doubt thanks in part to the 4,000-plus former players who've made that point via lawsuits. We were also concerned with other serious matters in that first show, back in the days when only a game was local and the local football team was making noises about needing a new stadium. This explains why we gave some airtime to then-Massachusetts Senate President William Billy Bulger, responding to then-Massachusetts Governor William Weld's suggestion that building a so-called megaplex with an indoor stadium might stimulate the economy.
There are better uses for public monies right now than for the construction of the domed edifice.
So far as we've been able to determine, there is no truth to the rumor that Bulger feels the money should be used to establish more state lotteries for his brother to win. We were fond of rim shots in those days when William Bulger's brother Whitey hadn't been caught because he hadn't yet run away. He hung around Boston until 1995. But back to that ball game in Falmouth on that balmy evening in July of 1993. A high point of that evening found Bill Lee's representative, former major leaguer Bernie Bernardo Carbo, at home plate for the umpire's instructions, a tradition that gave Bernie an opportunity to advise the plate umpire.
They're very young. We're very, very old.
I would say
okay,
that.
So they're very, very young, and we're old.
Come on,
we're
buddy.
Very old.
Are you saying their strike zone's a little bigger than
yours? They got 2 strikes on them. Anything close to the plate is strike 3.
These days, Bernie leads the Diamond Club Ministry, the mission of which is, quote, to tell the greatest story ever told through the greatest game ever played. It would be pleasant to recall that a good time was had by all at that ball game 20 years ago, but it would also be dishonest. The game happened because Bill Lee had a dream. Like most attempts to bring a dream to reality, this one didn't quite fulfill the dreamer's expectations.
Modern day signing autographs seems to jump up, and it's a double-edged sword, and I'm finding out that it's difficult to satisfy what you want to do when you try to satisfy everybody else.
Bill Lee is still pitching, most recently for the Burlington Cardinals of the Vermont Senior League, and still signing autographs. I suppose it would be presumptuous to suggest that we set the tone for the program with that first field piece by juxtaposing the fantasy of the game with the reality of those who valued autographs they could carry home above an evening's fragile beauty. Yeah, it would be. We were just trying to tell a story as well as we could tell it. And thanks in large part to you and the rest of our listeners, 20 years later, we're still doing that. Of course, to stay on the air for 20 years, it takes a loyal audience like you. Thank you for supporting Only a Game. To see some fun photos of the show's early days, visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/onlyagameradio. And while you're there, tell us about your favorite moments from the past 20 years and what's kept you listening. That's facebook.com/onlyagameradio.